Most people know about the concept of a resurrection. There is going to be a resurrection, as we just said. There's going to be a resurrection of the dead, and then there's going to be a judgment. So when we think of resurrection, we think of Jesus Christ coming from the dead, rising again in victory over Satan and death. That's a glorious resurrection. When we think of true saints, blood bought by Jesus Christ, we think of a resurrection unto eternal life for them. But there is going to be a resurrection for most people that have died and gone on, that is going to be to their damnation and separation. Jesus said a puny few in Matthew 7 are going to find eternal life. What will that resurrection be for you? Will it be a glorious day, or will it be a judgment day? Resurrection to life, or judgment to the second death with weeping, gnashing of teeth? Jesus' parables always warned about hell and its judgment. He described hell more than he described heaven. He described false man-made religion like the church systems today. He said, you worship God in vain, keeping man-made traditions, Christmas, Easter, Sunday churchianity. None of this is of a holy God. That resurrection of life is Christ and Christ alone, who gives us eternal life. But it doesn't come by just believing. It doesn't come by water baptism and church attendance. It doesn't come by saying, I got a hat, a bumper sticker, or a cross on a chain. The fruit of those born of Jesus Christ, their life aligns to the scriptures, to his ways, to his word, to his traditions. But Americans live by corrupt church standards. Americans live by the corrupt culture standards. How they dress, how they talk, how they act, how they live, how they spend their money. It's all the fruit of the culture and their flesh. But God calls us out to holiness. That word holy means to be set apart for God. You're not set apart for God as you live like the world in entertainment. You're not set apart for God watching the Packers. You're not set apart for God putting on fashion statement clothing that is supposed to be a sin covering. Did you know clothing is a sin covering? It's not a fashion statement. Go read Genesis 3, where God shed blood to cover mankind. But people do it now in pride and vanity, showing off their bodies. People waste their life on entertainment, Netflix, politics, sports. None of this is of God. Jesus is coming. He's going to burn it all away on Judgment Day. But yet so-called Christians will waste their life on that which is corruptible. The Bible says, seek that which is above and is incorruptible. Set your mind on things above. There will be a resurrection day. There will be a judgment day. What's going to happen to you? Go home. I will go home when the Lord calls me. A man just drove by and told me to go home. I'll go home when the Lord calls me. For now, I'm here preaching the gospel, warning our neighbors that wrath is coming for you, that sin is going to cause you the second death and judgment, that there's a goodness to God, his grace, his love, his mercy, absolutely found in Christ. But there is a severity of God, wrath and fire and judgment. That's what the modern pastors and priests don't tell you about. They tell you live like the world. They tell you just go and throw your money in the plate. They tell you to be baptized and just believe. You won't find that in the scriptures. Believing Jesus is following him. Following him is coming out of the world and every false way. The Bible says, test everything, 1 Thess 5. Prove everything. When you do that, you'll find out your church system, your life, the Wisconsin Dells is an enemy of God because of lies and sin. But then you'll seek righteousness, truth, goodness. That will be your charge. That will be your call. That will be your desire. If you truly are born of God from the heart, you don't want the Dells. You don't want the culture. You don't want worldliness anymore. You don't want to look with lust. You don't want to get drunk. You don't want to love the things of the world. When you're truly born of God, your whole life changes for the gospel. Jesus said, we know a tree by its fruit. Test your fruit, neighbor. Does your life mirror the gospel of Jesus Christ or the culture and corrupt churchianity and flesh?